Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast, Allison Curtis, to DayFM. And as promised, we are talking about the Festival of Garden and Nature, and that's all happening in County Leash. And it's next weekend, Saturday, the 2nd of May, and Sunday, the 3rd, which is the long weekend here. And Dominic West has joined me. How are you?
I'm very well, Allison. I'm very well indeed. And this beautiful, hot, sunny day.
I know, but we were just saying before we came to air that it just makes such a huge difference in all of our moods. Like, it's just, we needed it.
Yeah, we sure did. It was a long, dark winter.
So what's your connection now to the festival? Like, you have a green thumb, I imagine?
I don't, but I know someone very well who does, who's my wife, Catherine Fitzgerald, who started the festival 3 years ago. And with Minnie Jellett, who's a good friend of mine from Trinity, when I was at Trinity in Dublin. And they started it 3 years ago, and it's been a triumph. It's in its triumphant third year. And I do find it very interesting, not just because of the Catherine connection, but just the stuff we talk about in the festival, which is gardens and nature and farming. I am fascinated by that.
Oh, definitely. And I think over the last few years as well, people have, you know, and we talk about that dreaded time where we were in lockdown and all that kind of stuff. But people, even if they have apartments, are interested in growing things and how that works and making things themselves, you know, with whatever space they have.
Yeah, well, I think lockdown really showed us that, didn't it? And it showed us all how much we need to be in nature. You know, how long have humans been around? It's only in the last very short time that we've been cooped up in flats and apartments. And I think we all realize, God, I've got to get out, and we've got to get in among trees and fields and animals and plants. And really, it's the meaning of life, I think. Tending a garden, you know, you only probably realize this a bit later on in life. I didn't give a thought to a garden for the first 40 years of my life, but you realize it's the meaning of life. Tending, you know, what you know, if you want to know what life is about and what the world is about, try and look after a plant, and that'll teach you.
Definitely. Don't give me succulents, though, because I managed to kill all of those.
Really? Oh, no.
I know. I'm good with, like, I've got monstras, I've got a plant behind me, I've got loads around me, but just not succulents. Dominic, like, I imagine with your line of work, obviously, that, you know, it's full on, it's intense, depending on a role that you have, then to kind of come out of that, do you need that green space? And I know you like swimming, and you're trying to get, like, you know, a pond going in Ireland and your property there, but do you find you definitely need that to kind of switch back into just normal human mode?
Oh, completely. Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of time, as I'm sure many do, in the dark, in studios or music studios or TV studios, and so there's no natural light, and you can't wait to get out. I can't wait to get out into the natural light and among the trees and plants of home. And my job is, I mean, I'm an actor, obviously, and I deal a lot in abstracts. So you deal a lot in sort of thought and emotion and abstracts, and so getting your hands dirty building a wall or planting a tree or something is something concrete, something, you know, you can hold and feel. And that's also, I find, really important and therapeutic.
Oh, absolutely. And I kind of feel about life skills as well. I think about it, and I've mentioned this a few times in interviews with people in the past, and it's not fair on my daughter, but, like, as a kid, we grew up in, you know, Canada in the wilds, and, like, we built forts that withstood Canadian winters and things like that. And I'm like, if I asked her to do that now, like, and that life skill, and I know a lot of countries are great with, like, you know, outdoor schools and things like that, and scouts. Like, it's such a, I just was like, I've let her down. I don't think she could build a fort.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of us parents think like that. You know, I bought my kids, I found this book in a charity shop called How Teach Your Kids to Build a House. And it was from the 1970s. And I thought, and I gave it to them, and they looked at me going, are you out of your mind? But it's, yeah, we've become, you know, it's the phone, you know, we're distracted with things that are much more readily available and easy. But it does mean that we sit on our asses a lot and look at the phone. So anything that gets any of us, but particularly children, outside is a good idea, I think.
I think it's going to be beautiful. And as we know, the weather is insane this weekend. It will be next weekend as well. I wanted to ask you if you are all right with this. It's an experience I've had now becoming an Irish citizen. I did this a good few years ago.
Congrats.
Now.
So, congratulations.
Yeah. I think it was 2013. So it was a long time ago. So I assumed you were.
No, I'm not. No, I mean, I haven't got round to it. My mother's side is completely Irish and my dad's mother was American Irish. So I am eligible, but I still haven't got round to it. And just been in Lisbon as I was standing in the queue for the miserable Brexiteers. I thought I've got to get my Irish citizenship.
You do. And do you know what? I was the same. I put it off and put it off. But once you sit down and do it, it's a fast process.
Oh, so good. You'll be fine. Oh, good.
And the other thing that I caught my attention was filming with Aaron Murphy. And it's a show. Is it called War? And it's
War.
Out later. Yeah, it's out later. We've just seen snippets of it. But obviously, we love a connection to anything for up and coming Irish stars. And obviously, Cillian Murphy is, you're all in love with. So that's a lovely kind of full moment, isn't it?
Oh, completely. And it's funny. It's a show about lawyers really in London and about sort of high end lawyers. And I play a billionaire who's getting a divorce. So each season deals with a separate case. And this season is me divorcing Sienna Miller, which as my wife pointed out, said, why would anyone believe that you'd ever divorce Sienna Miller or that she'd ever marry you? But anyway, part of the story is that we have, she has a son and I have a stepson and we sort of fight over him. And someone asked, who do you think the father of the stepson would be? And Sienna and I both looked at Aaron Murphy and he's identical to Cillian. I mean, he's absolutely identical. And it's pretty clear who the father is. But he's a really, really good guy. And I got on really well with him. And he's at Trinity. Oh, and yeah, his brother's at Trinity. And my boys are going to Trinity, hopefully. So they helped us with that. And it was a great experience. And lovely to have him as my son.
Oh, it's great.
Stepson.
I love stepson. I do love when you see that talent, like Ken is genetic. I love when you see that, that trickling down kind of thing. So definitely.
Yeah, well, I think unfortunately all my children want to act. And, you know, I realize most kids just, you know, they do what they're exposed to and what their parents do. Or they all want to do that. And if like my sister's family, all her children are doctors like her. And I just wish mine would sort of jump from being actors to doctors. But that doesn't look likely.
Well, I don't know if mine's going to go into radio, but my husband's a landscape gardener. So I think that.
Oh, great.
Would be a nice little pathway
as
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before I let you go, you seem to me like you have a lovely balance because, again, what you do is such high octane and it's all consuming when you're in your roles. Do you feel like you've struck a nice kind of balance between life and work?
Yes, which mainly means not working. But no, I do. I mean, I'm so lucky to be married to Catherine because she's an amazing gardener and we live in this amazing, well, two amazing places in Ireland and in England where there's incredible gardens and it's a whole aspect of life that I didn't know much about and she's taught me so much and this festival is really the flowering of her knowledge and of her connections and she's got the most amazing people. We've got Sarah Raven coming, Dan Pearson, Rory O'Connell, who is my hero, Isabel Bannerman's coming, Mary Keane is talking, she's the great eminence grise of gardening. And Jimmy Blake, who I love, I don't know if you've seen his garden in Wicklow, is just a wonderful man and a brilliant speaker. It's going to be another a great, great weekend. And hopefully, like last 2 years, we'll be blessed with a bit of sunshine. But it doesn't matter if we're not, because we're inside and talking about fascinating things. So I hope people will come.
They will. Dominic West, thank you so much for being on Weekend Breakfast this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.